vulnerable.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Afternoon. It is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every last Saturday of the month. And we always begin by introducing our judges. So is the executive producer of the Female Solution, which we are broadcasting live on that platform today, Naima Latif. Take it away.
Day, 7 days a week on the Female Solutions Global Radio TV show at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, and you can see us on multiple platforms. We have a fantastic team of hosts. Every day you'll see a wonderful show, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays, and 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time on Mondays. And we are always ready to share the positive, uplifting, motivational, inspirational news of what our wonderful people are doing all around the world. And today is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We're going to see some of the greatest up-and-coming talent among our teens. And who knows, this might be somebody's big break to get discovered.
You just never know, because we have had some really outstanding students on here. Some of them come back. As a matter of fact, we have one of them today. But before we do that, let us introduce to you the man who gave me all my technical skills in radio. That's the one and only Airman. Take it away.
Girl, I'm so glad to be a part of this. Like I always say at the end of every show, if you think you've seen it all now, wait till this week, right? Hey, whatever happened to Neo? Is it Neo? The young guy that we had that was so talented, Neo, you know, he always acted, or he carried himself like Neo. You know exactly. He wore the hat.
That is Neo?
N-E-O?
No, it wasn't
N-E-L.
But he was so talented, and I haven't seen him back, and I've been looking for him every week, so that means...
I remember that one.
He must have grown up and out.
Oh. Well, that's...
He aged out of the program after age 19, is it? You know how...
Well, he's still younger. He's still younger than that, but he must have grown up and out, or things must have happened. goes on after you're presented here. You know, the doors are open for you.
Right.
But anyway, Zelda and I began our careers, oh my God, I think
that was me on my new radio station called,
I don't want to go year-wise, but WJPC. But I came from a radio station in Gary, Indiana, WLTH. I don't know if you ever heard of that station.
Yeah.
That was my first station. And then I went to a station called Bus FM. That was a station out
the
in
bus.
Birthday.
The
out.
Bus. Yeah.
You ever heard of that?
Of course I've heard of the bus.
And then we operated out of a house. It was a house. So that was probably the better station that I've ever been with. And their equipment was even better than GCI's when I got to GCI's.
Wow.
That's how hooked up it was at the bus. But every station you learn something different to become whole so that you can make that transformation to the next station.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, when we left GCI, technology had changed.
Yes. We're in the midst of that change. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, man, when the technology is the way it is now, you have to keep in touch, because if you don't, it's hell trying to catch back up.
Yes, it is.
I've done a lot of stuff with my radio station because of the growth that I've had through other radio stations. You know what to do, what not to do, but I love it. Yeah. So if you ever get a chance, tune it in. RidingRadio.com.
With no G. R-I-D-I-N
Radio. Radio, yeah.
Let's get a sample of that, because it's just so refreshing to see. Take it away, Airman.
Hi, my name is Gene Airman Phillips, inviting you to come fly with me on my new radio station called RidingRadio.com. Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to get those favorite R&B songs, you found that station. When you got it, you locked it in. It was cool. But then you wanted music from the other side. So you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got in, you locked it in and it was good. But all the time you're wondering, hey man, why can't I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones, the Cool of the Gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodore. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, from Madonna to Aretha Franklin,
woo!
And Billy Ocean. It's all commercial-free, extended versions and remixes.
I'm on fire. It's one of my favorite songs.
7-2-2-6-3-7-4-0-5. I can go from
rockin' the ranch to house rockin' blues. Yes, man. Oh. This kind of music you can get carried away on.
Man, I got it all set up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can find me. I'm easy to find. RidingRadio.com. We get it all in. Commercial free, man. Stuff like this from Lou Rose. Straight out of Chicago, y'all. Then in the evening time, after midnight, we call it the love end. Slow it down. You grab your best guy, your best girl. Get it all in all night long, y'all. All that and more on RidingRadio.com.
You just play the best music. What can I say?
Look at God.
Look at God. Look at God. Okay, Gene. We're going to come back to you, but thank you so much for that. We greatly appreciate that, because we needed it. I needed that. Yeah, we do not own the rights to that music.
Yeah, man.
What'd you say, Naima? I know. And I'm thinking to myself, why is it, this is the only thing that I don't understand about the music. How is it on some platforms that you can play music, but not on Facebook you play music and you get issues? Because I see people on other platforms all the time, and they play music all the time, and they never bother them. So I just don't understand that.
And I think it has to do with Facebook and their legal agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think people can do it freely on YouTube.
Oh.
Well, and also because I did a show with somebody recently. It was a person who does what they call it a tribute artist, where he does the visual impressions of an artist. And he was doing Luther Vandross, and YouTube blocked the whole audio from our show. And you know, we're kind of distressed about that. And then YouTube sent me a little thing. There are copyright issues with your program. Because we were, you know, live. We were streaming live. But they blocked it because of that. So I guess it just kind of depends on, like, put up the right. We have to do that ahead of time if you're playing copyright music.
You do what ahead of time?
Put out the little notice that you did.
Okay.
We don't have the rights to the music.
Yeah.
That little crawler you put up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it works. I haven't been banned. We haven't been banned, so that's a good thing. So, for those who don't know, I always forget to introduce myself. I'm Zelda Speaks. Known from radio and TV on the High Learning Network. See the logo here, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, or 10 or 19. I've worked at all the stations that Gene mentioned. Well, not all of them. I didn't work at the bus. I didn't work at Light FM, and I didn't work at the other. Anyway, GCIV 103, Gospel Radio 1390, JPC, WSSD. Oh, Lord, I can't remember the other one. Anyway, the things that I learned along the way and the things that I were taught by Airmen is just simply... It's a wonderful experience because we now get to share this experience with our teens. And, excuse me, before we get started with the teens, actually we are going to start with teens. I just want to show that we have, excuse me, programs coming up, and I will share that. But right now, I think it's very important that we get started with what I start my day with, and that is affirmations. And affirmations are tools for changing consciousness.
I love myself.
So I saw this and I said, our babies need to see this. So this is the first thing that they are going to see. And little one, take it away.
I love myself. I love my skin. I love my hair. My melanin. You and I lose. Was born to win. I never quit. Just try again.
I love myself. Then that's what our children need to see. Wasn't that cool? I was like, would you look at that? I just love that. These children just have so much talent. It just blows me away. We were not this, I can't say we weren't this smart. We were more creative when it comes to playing alone. But they have advantages that we don't have. They have computers, cell phones, and all this stuff, and they can
create different.
Yes, they create different. We created, but it was not from a lack. We weren't lacking anything. We just didn't have the tools that are available to them now.
And then you got to think about what our parents had was even less than us.
Yes, yes.
You work with what you have, and you make it work.
Yes.
I think it's good that our young people have other things that they can manifest their creativity. But it's the same creative energy. We all were born with creative energy. It's just whatever you have in your environment to use, that's what you use. So they have computers, they have iPads, they have cell phones, they have, you know, which is basically a portable computer, and then they have access to information by the hit of a button, and they can express it, and they can share it to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
So with that comes certain responsibility. So, you know, you have to make sure that what you share is something that's going to be uplifting.
Right.
That's why I love this show so much, because you're seeing the best of teen talent.
Yes.
And uplifting things like what we just saw with the I Love Us video.
I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Yeah, babies need to say that instead of a few other things that they say, but we won't go there. And we encourage our youth to upload their videos to our YouTube channel, and our new Instagram channel. It's called, Instagram.com Teen Talent Contest. And you go there and see we just put it up. We've only had one post, and that is the post for the Teen Talent Contest. Now, when you go back, you will see information on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Network. So I am going to share that shortly, but right now I want our viewers to go to our Instagram page. Yeah, go ahead.
That guy's name was Kelvin.
Kelvin Dukes?
Kelvin
Dukes. Our John Lennon, John Legend sounded like, right?
Yeah.
Kelvin Dukes, yeah.
Kelvin
Dukes.
Very talented.
No, yeah. Airman was trying to remember his name. Yeah, Kelvin Dukes, yeah. Yeah, he's got his own channel, and he is working it. He is out there in the stratosphere doing his thing. It's like, kudos to Kelvin Dukes, yes. He's one of the winners from the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest.
Kelvin Dukes, I always said, he had that, he wore that hat, and he would do his performances. I said he had a little John Legend.
Yes, yes. He has that, and he is doing the bomb.com. Now, in addition to the Teen Talent Contest, we now offer the Global Virtual Teen Talent Network podcasting class, which will be coming in September. You can find that information on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I'll put it there so you can see zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and then when you scroll down there, you will see the podcasting class. It's the Higher Learning Network Media Center, in which this will be the first, and we are starting in September. So all you have to do is be at the ages of 12 to 16 years old, and you get a chance to. And we start podcasting immediately. It's like we don't spend hours on therapy and then go do something. No, we start podcasting immediately. We give you the tools that you need to start, and then at the end of the podcast training, the winner gets to host their own show on the Teen Talent Tuesday, which will be on the Higher Learning Network TV show and on the Female Solution as well. So that is available for you. All you have to do is go to hlntvshow@gmail.com or just go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and just sign up. And it's free. So tell all your friends. Ages 12 to 16 for the podcasting class. See, for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, the contest is 13 to 19, but the podcast is for 12 to 16. We want to catch them in the 7th and 8th grade, right, Naima?
Right, right, yes. I'd be amazed at how creative young people are at that age.
Yes.
Like, with the burst of puberty comes a burst of creative energy.
Yes, yes. And I am so grateful to be, I was in the midst of the company of the young people last month. We were not online, we were actually on location because Austin community has something called the AGT, like Austin's Got Talent. And this is one of the young men, you'll see a few others, but you can go to our YouTube page and see it. This is one of the young men. He already has a following. He's bomb.com, so I'll just let you hear just a little bit from him.
I represent one of the you can follow me on Instagram at jackbox.com. And you know, you talk really fast. And I don't know what you just said, so I need to... follow my Instagram at JackPodJigga, J-A-C-K-C-O-J-I-G-G-A. And my YouTube, Final Emotional Hit, Final FINALCXELOSIOK.
All right, and what will you be doing today?
Today I'll be rapping on hip hop artists in Western Chicago.
All right, and how long have you been rapping, my dude?
I've been rapping about 8 years now.
Are you serious?
8 years?
8 years. And how old are you? 9?
Came out the world rapping.
Well, you know, because you're so good, chances are that you're already your own boss, but tomorrow there is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And if you like, we will show this so that you can compete too. Would you like to say? Wonderful. I have mom's permission too.
Yeah.
And what's your name, Mom?
Latricia.
Latricia.
Did he get on your nerves with the rapping girl?
No, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful to hear. What do you like most about his rap?
Yeah, so much energy
on
stage.
The energy.
JP.
All right, huh? All right, we got another ticker coming. Did I say that right? Oh, okay.
No, I have to ask these
things. Higher Learning TV show. We should be live right now.
And we are live.
Higher Learning TV show. I want to send a shout out to the ones who are thinking about rapping and just don't have courage. What do you tell them?
Be ready.
How do you get the courage to perform in front of people that you don't know, they don't know you? How do you get the guts to do that?
I guess it's all about confidence. I got this.
Oh, so you do what we call affirmation, positive thoughts. Okay, I like that. Be sure and share that. That's what'll help your competition. That helps us all, Lord. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. All right, good luck.
Alrighty now. As you can see, there's these little
oh
girls.
My goodness, you're live on YouTube and Facebook. Say hey, everybody. Hey. All right, all right. All right.
I have no idea what these children said. All I can do is record it.
I'm trying to see what the shirt said. I think it says never miss something.
Oh, okay. Let me play it again. Never miss.
I'm going, that's right, okay?
Yeah.
Never miss a chance.
Oh, never miss a chance to dance.
Yeah, never miss. And they were dynamite. So if you want to go back and look at the video, please do. It is live on our. Well, it's not live. It's recorded on our YouTube channel on Higher Learning TV Show. YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And they were simply phenomenal. And I, as all of our children always are, judges, you will be judging today on originality, if their performance fits their personality, and they can win cash, scholarships, and prizes, and one of those prizes is tickets to the Brookfield Zoo. These tickets are $30 each, and they can get four because they want us to give them out in a family of four. So if you have children who want to go to Brookfield Zoo, it's expensive. It's $30, but you get them free right here on the Higher Learning Network. And for those who are listening, I forgot to mention, if you're listening on the switchboard, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. You can join the conversation probably after our break after our first break if you have any comments that you'd like to share. And if you're on our social media, Facebook or YouTube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. And if you are ready for our first contestant, he is a returning young man. He's 12. He's 13 now. His name is Raikan Youssef. And he is our first contestant of the day. Raikan, take it away.
Hey, yo. My name is Griffin. And my passion is acting, and I love acting. Fun fact about acting is that all about having fun in acting.
What are you doing if you're not?
Wait, as a matter of fact, let me show you my short acting clip.
You listen to this, but you know.
All right, young man. That was number. Yeah, he's very talented. He just has all kinds of skills. I'm like, good Lord. He's 13 years old. He's from Ontario, Canada, and his name is Rakim Youssef. 13 years old. He did all of that. He did all of that. I didn't do any of that. Yeah, I tell you, it's fascinating what they do with their skills. It's like they're just so talented. I imagine we would have been that good too, but we didn't have what they have available to them. So that's where we are. So
production skills as well.
Yes, and they will need those production skills. They're already beneficial to it. Alrighty, so on grading them from 1 to 5, 5 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, if you are completed your voting, we will share the screen with another young man. I'm sorry, not another young man, another group of young ladies. And this is a pretty, I am loving this. When the judges are ready, let me know. And I will hit the play button and we can move forward. In the meantime, in between time, for those of you who are voting, please vote online on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And you can email your votes in as well to HLNTVShow@gmail.com.
Who is this again?
Rakan, Rahaikan, and last name is, Y-U-S-E-F.
Okay.
And next is the Frasier Five. This is a family of sisters, and they are going to take it away.
Oh.
because it goes on and on and on, and they only
choose
to do it. Yeah.
Good.
It was so good, I was just enjoying it. I know, but it's not fair to the other contestants. But it was just so good. So I say, you can go back and see that. It's going to be on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. They are just so good. And I know I'm talking too fast because I'm talking just like the kids, and I always tell them, don't talk too fast because we're talking fast. But anyway, that's what we learned in radio, right, Gene? It's like you had 30 seconds or 15 seconds to get all of that information in. So it's a bad habit we picked up. And now the children have it.
Talking real fast.
Yeah, because the little guy from AGT, Austin's Got Talent, he was saying things. I'm like, baby, slow down. What did you just say? And then, you know, then I catch myself. It's like, they're only a replica of you, Zelda, because you talk too fast, too. Hello. Okay. So, yeah, that was the Fraser.
Get your thought out.
That was Fraser 5. Did you see the little boy in the background? You can barely see it. Four girls and a boy. But he was jamming, too. F-R-A-S-E-R. The Fraser 5. What'd you say, Gene?
They're like Trinity
5-7. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember them. I wonder what happened to them.
I think they're still at it.
We just don't see them that often. Oh, well, you know, that happens. You know, people come and people go. Today's show is being sponsored by StreamYard as we take our first commercial break, and we will be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
StreamYard. Thank you, StreamYard.
Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our global virtual talent contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Peace Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
Thank you, Tracy Cobb, our Higher Learning Network team member whose son produced that video. So we are very grateful. Yeah, her son did that. Thank you so very much. We greatly appreciate that. And we appreciate all of you who are watching today. You can watch us on all of our channels on Facebook and YouTube, the Higher Learning TV show. And we still have those slots open for the August, the last Saturday in August. If you are between the ages of 13 and 19, you can go to hlntvshow@gmail.com and send us your 1 minute, that's a 60-second demo of your talent, whatever that talent is. If you're singing, dancing, acting, rapping, choreography, painting, scaling mountains, whatever you do, just send that in to hlntvshow@gmail.com because that's how we discover these people. And people are just always just sending me crazy stuff. I cannot show you all the crazy stuff that people send me because I just can't. We have a reputation to protect. But I had to share this one with you because y'all remember the, what was it, Shades? What was the movie, Shades of Grey or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, someone sent me this, and I just thought it was cute. I didn't agree with everything, but it showed the talent, so we're going to listen to it. This is called Two Shades of Kay. K-A-Y-Y, Two Shades of K, and this is contestant number 3.
Best duet of the year.
Up in outer space, I got Milky Way from God, evolution in my veins.
Obligated to share what they shared, so I shared it. So that was Two Shades of K, K-A-Y-Y.
They didn't go explicit. I didn't hear any explicit.
No, they didn't. They just said some things that I didn't know.
They said it so fast, I probably missed it.
Yeah, good you missed it, yeah. I've got a good ear. I usually...
Well,
see,
Zelda gets to pre-check them out, you know,
yeah.
So you look at the videos before we do, but you've probably seen or heard something that we missed.
Yeah. But it was refreshing. Despite what I didn't like, it overrode what I do like. So, I mean, it didn't override what I do like. So.
Well, they had me thinking it was just one person, and then the other popped in.
Yes, creativity. Creativity,
yeah.
Is one of those.
So now I didn't know if that was a visual effect, like they had one person projected on the screen and then the other one sitting in front of it, or there was actually two people.
I think
it was
actually
two people, yeah.
Their skin tones were different.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Well, that was creative.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very
yeah,
creative. Very creative.
It kind of blindsided me. Well, but the name said Two Shades.
Yes.
That's why I thought it was Kay doing it.
Yes.
With herself in the background. That's what I thought.
Yes. Yes. Well, they kind of threw us off because another person popped in.
That was creative. It was very creative. So, yep, you can grade them on creativity, originality, if their performance fit the overall performance, what they did, as 1 to 5. You make the decision, judges. This is on you today. 1 through 5. 5 being the best.
And that's for each of the three categories. So it's,
no, just a total of 5 points. Like, you can give them 1 point for one thing, you can give them 2 points for one thing, or however you decide to do it. As long as...
Right. What is the maximum number of points
that you receive?
5.
Okay. Yeah, 5. You want to keep it nice and simple.
Simple. Okay.
Alrighty. And I am pulling up the next. These are two dancers. And it's called Farrah. F-A-R-R-A-H. I love the dancers. I was a dancer in back in the day when I was a child. So it's like I just really appreciate dancing. Okay, so when you're ready, are you ready for contestant number 4, Farrah?
All right.
Here we go.
Billy on the bad side.
We don't condone that, but the physical agility that they had, it's like, oh my God. And a very small space.
Didn't kick anybody's chin or anything?
I'm like, oh my goodness, how on earth did they do that? Well, when you are young and you have limbs like that, like I once had, I still have limbs, but they don't move like that.
Notice how clean the train floor was.
Yes. I saw it. I was like, that must not be in Chicago.
That's Chicago. I was going to say, and that could have been in Chicago.
No, that was not in Chicago. It was clean. I was like, wow, I have never seen a train look like that in my life. Not in Chicago.
Unless they cleaned it up before they performed, so they wouldn't slip on anything.
Oh, yeah, that's a possibility. Okay. This one you will be grading, and I think both of you will be able to appreciate that. And this is a group I did not understand. Well, let's just hear it. How about that? This is contestant number five. This is the, I'll let you tell me what it is. Take it away. Their name, when they sent it to me, they didn't have their name on it, so I just said the Luther Vandross Trio, because there's three of them. I don't know how they send videos.
They were originally playing the music, it was their real instrument.
Yeah.
Which you don't see much today.
Yeah.
I know, everybody's got a pre-recorded audio track.
Right. Right.
That was
I was like, no, they didn't. Yes, they did. These children. Now that you can score.
Yeah.
Because that was real bad. I mean, here they are, in their teens playing a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, adult music. And they're excellent, very good at it. And sometimes our children just need a little encouragement. And evidently they grew up. I know a group like that called the Kelly 9 or something like that. I recorded them. That's on our YouTube channel. I recorded this years ago. There's 9 of them. It might be 11 or 12, 13. I don't know. All of them weren't there. And they performed, and I had to go get this footage. I mean, they played every instrument under the sun.
Wow.
Any instrument that you can think of, they played it. And I think this was probably at least 5-10 years ago. It's on a YouTube channel somewhere, but these children were phenomenal. It's called the Kelly. I think they call them the Kelly Kids or something like that. They're not teenagers anymore. They're grown. So I just, they don't qualify anymore, but their information is there. So if you have finished with the Luther Vandross trio.
Yeah.
Number six is, I guess I'd say another affirmation. I love this. So when you're ready, I'll hit the play button. After you have scored.
And what's his name?
I will, this is just about affirmations, yeah. And let me know when you're ready, and I'll hit the play button, and we can take it away.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready, Gene?
Yeah. Black is beautiful, black is expensive, black is deep, black is beautiful. It is easy for everyone to bleach their skin and become fair, but one can never become black with any cream. Black is expensive, it is hard to come by. If you are black, you are lucky.
If you are black, you are lucky.
Black is expensive, black is deep, black is beautiful. It is easy for everyone to bleach their skin and become fair, but one can never become black with any cream. Black is expensive, it is hard to come by. If you are black, you are lucky.
If you are black, you are lucky. I just love it. I was like, who would have thunk to do that? And I imagine he thought to do that because as a kid he was probably chastised and made fun of because of the darkness of his color of his skin. Because I know growing up, we were all, and we still are to this day, dealing with classism, racism, colorism. Because what was the brown skin bag test, Naima, back in the day?
Yeah. A stepping stone and a stumbling block is
called How You Step.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
The steppers. The steppers.
Yeah.
So you can step up or you can step down. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
I want to thank my viewing and listening audience for staying with us today on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where we try to choose the best performance out of our seven contestants today. And I will go through them very quickly. The number one was Raycon Yosef, 13. He's from Canada. Number two was the Fraser, 5. I call them the gospel singers because they were singing some gospel. And number three, Shades of KYY. Number four was Farah, the two dancers with the mirror that we couldn't figure out. Number five was Luther Van Dross Trio. And number six was the seven dancers. The guy on the train, note that they're not, I'm sorry, we didn't commit.
Yeah.
And
Black is Beautiful.
Right.
Black is Beautiful.
Yeah, and Black is Beautiful. That was just an affirmation.
Yeah, so six contestants,
and 1 through 5. Get those votes in before midnight tonight, because we will announce them on Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com.
And where do people send their votes to?
They can send their votes to, I'm putting it right here on the screen right now, they can send them to the Higher Learning TV show. The month of Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, youth 13 to 19, they can send a one-minute video audition with their YouTube link. It has to be a YouTube link, not an MOV file, but a YouTube link. You can get it. It's free. And you send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com, where you can win prizes, cash, scholarships. And we got the zoo tickets for four. They're $30 each, and a family of four can go. So all you have to do, email us at hlntvshow@gmail.com. And remember to check out our Instagram page. All the information that you need is on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. If you would like to enter your child, you can't remember where to do it, you can always go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you can always also go to HigherLearningNetwork.org. And when you get to the blog, you simply scroll down and you'll see all the information. You'll see the information on the contest as well as the information on the Teen Talent Podcasting class coming in September. Tell us a little bit about that, Naima, for those who may be interested.
Well, this is an opportunity to be heard. This podcasting class, as you know, from day one, will give you an opportunity to produce your live podcast and send it out as it's going live to your classmates, friends, family, loved ones, all of those who you have something to say and you want them to hear your voice. We're going to teach you the process of producing a podcast, everything from the technical skills of hooking up your equipment to the skills of interviewing, the skills of having a conversation, being able to express your thoughts without a lot of uhs and you knows, and all those vocalized pauses. And even if you use colorful language with slang, will help you at least be able to be understood by people not in your generation, because, you know, you just be able to speak to the world and be able to speak without a lot of profanity. What is the word? I think the quote was, profanity is the language used by someone who doesn't have the vocabulary to express their thoughts. We're going to give you the vocabulary to say what you need to say, then, in wonderful, expressive, creative language. But most of all, we want to listen to your thoughts, so that you don't have people telling you what to think. You're telling us what you think, and we can learn and understand. And that's what this class is all about.
And you can find more about that class on our new Instagram page. It is Instagram.com, Teen Talent Contest. And there it is. For those who are listening on our on the switchboard on the Female Solution, I know you can't see it, but if you go to Instagram.com and type in Teen Talent Contest, please subscribe while you're there. Subscribe and follow us. And share that information with your children, with your nieces and your nephews, and share it at the birthday party, at the barbecue, because you know it's one coming. There's always already been one. So share that information. Jean, would you like to give us a closing thought before you leave? Or can you stay, because we're going to have an after show?
If you think you've seen it all, okay. I've seen some talent today. If you think you've seen it all, wait till next month.
As the children say, because it gets betterer and betterer and betterer. What about those, Gene, who want to possibly have a career in radio, but even go beyond that before they get in radio, is to get their own studio? Because, you know, they're getting their own studios now.
Yes. You find a lot of kids having radio stations, too. It's not that hard. It's definitely a lot easier than it was years ago. You couldn't do it like you can do it today. But that's the thing with technology. Technology makes it so simple to be able to do stuff right at home.
Yeah.
So I like I say, just pursue. With the World Wide Web, there shouldn't be absolutely anything you shouldn't be able to do. Remember back in the days when we had to travel by map?
Yes.
Step how to get there, whether you're walking or driving.
You had to be good to read a map to the point where you could go down the street and tell if it's a left turn or a right turn. But today you got arrows that just point you right to
right. Step by step.
Google Maps will tell you every step of the way. You can't get lost.
You cannot. Even if it's a roadblock.
Yeah.
If you're in Caesar roadblock, you can go around it with ease.
Yes, you
and
can.
It'll just pick right up and take you through the roadblock, you know. But
I just had to play this again.
Y'all remember back in the old school, right, when you wanted to hear those favorite R&B songs, you found that station. When you got it, you bumped it in. You were cool. But then you wanted music from the other side, so you had to find you a pop station, a light rock, a top 40. When you got in, you bumped it in, and you were good. But all the time, you're wondering, hey, man, where can I get that one radio station that plays all my favorite songs? Well, you got it here, man. I call it soul school, not old school. Man, I can go from Mick Jagger to Rolling Stones to Kool & the Gang. I can go from the Culture Club to Lionel Richie and the Commodores. I can go from James Brown to Elton John, from Madonna to Aretha Franklin, and Billy Ocean. It's all commercial-free, extended versions and remixes.
I'm on fire.
Every now and then we'd play the Bears in the fundraiser basketball game. So that was just awesome.
Awesome. I have to ask.
Yeah, I brought it all together for me, you know.
Can you see the screen? Can you see this? Can you all see this? RidingRadio.com?
Yeah.
I think that was clever. I like that. I want to get some more information on that. I'd like to have that for the Higher Learning Network.
Yeah, have your name in lights.
Yeah. That's cute. I just had to share that. But thank you for having the insight to do what you did, because you're doing that, you're showing what's possible. And it doesn't matter what age you are. Age has nothing to do with this.
That's right. Not in today's game.
Yeah, not today.
Never. I heard one PD tell somebody else, I will see to it that you will never get another job in Chicago.
No.
I heard him tell that to someone else, and I was like, you can't do that.
What's the PD?
Program director.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, some power. I heard him say, I will see to it that you never get another job in Chicago.
Wow, that is so...
a lot of negative energy to try to keep somebody from working. I mean, that same energy and be doing something positive to promote someone's career. You know, but when you put out negative energy, it comes back to you. So that person probably ended up ending their own career trying to hurt somebody else.
Yeah. No, that's against the law. You can't block somebody.
You sure can't.
Right.
And even if you get away with it in man's law, you still got to deal with natural law.
And
the law of the universe will bring that back to you, and you'll wind up, you may get fabulous jobs, but your family may be affected, your health may be affected. There's a whole lot of ways that you can lose points. Karmic points, I'll say like this.
There you go.
Yeah, you can lose. You can lose
get
that.
What you give.
That's right.
So as you give, so as you get. Once more, I am behind the time in our commercial break, so we're going to take our next commercial break, and we'll be right back. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And you can go to onaireverywhere.com and be sure and get your all the information that you need every single day. It's on air everywhere. And be sure and tune in next month for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest with D. Daniels, Airman, and Naima Latif. D is at the dentist today, so she couldn't make it, but she'll be here next month, honey. I do know about dentists. You got teeth issues. You need to get it done ASAP. Everybody doesn't have beautiful teeth like Naima. I'm not going to say no. She got the big old beautiful teeth. So I know you got to, what'd you say?
I heard part of my cliche in the background. It said on the air everywhere. That was part of my drop.
It sure was. I forgot. Yeah. Did you say that on Riding Radio?
That was the drop that GCI made me. On the air everywhere. That air man.
Ah. But you know, that's the thing with internet radio, it is everywhere. And that's one of the powerful things that our young people have now, is that they can be heard all over the world. And I think that because they don't have boundaries the way we have in terms of distance,
yes,
you feel the world is different. They don't see limitations.
Right.
The place is just a few hours away by plane, but instantly by internet.
Yeah.
Right.
So there are no strangers in the world. Everybody is just a friend you have yet to meet.
Right.
So we can keep just creating a world where there is no conflict. We can talk it out. We can understand what each other's thinking because we can talk to each other.
Right.
We couldn't do that decades ago, but now we can.
We can do it now.
Touch of your fingers. That's it.
Yep. One click away. There it is. On air everywhere. How about that? Naima covered NASCAR. Well, she covers everything, but I was just, even the Green River, I just love it. The Green River. Downtown
Chicago. And I found out about they use vegetable dye. First they were using some kind of chemical dye, but now in order to not make the water unhealthy, they use green vegetable dye, which I really appreciate, you know, them having the consciousness not to harm the water.
Absolutely.
We had a great peace march with HWPL and the organization Books Over Balls, and a great students got a full ride scholarship. And of course, Dr. Jill Biden and Joe Biden are coming to Chicago, and then of course our new mayor with city council and new positions. We got the Democratic convention coming here. They made that announcement, and a wonderful mural. This happened to be my niece, the artist, that is doing murals at Cook County Building.
Wow.
The lawsuit against the teachers that were fired, and one of the Cubs games, the mayor.
Oh, wow.
Looked like you're really thorough, too.
Yeah, okay.
Our Chicago Wolves and White Sox games.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I saw John at the some game he was covering the other day. I was like, oh, that's John. He was taking pictures. John is the official photographer for the Cubs, Sox, Bears, somebody. He's official for everybody. But I want you to talk a little bit. I want you to talk. There's John right there, Ohio State.
Yeah, the Big Ten championship and everything with the college students. He was there with the NCAA championships. So, so we get to see some of the up-and-coming college students as they get drafted into the pros. So, yeah, we cover it all right there.
But I just wanted to show that to Gene before he left because he's got to go. Thank you so much, Gene. You want to give any final thoughts to our viewers and listeners?
Yeah. Like I always say, wait till next month.
All right.
Yes.
It gets better and better. Thank you so much, Airman. We appreciate you. The check's in the mail.
Y'all have
proper
supplements next month.
All right, thanks,
I'll be listening on the
Riding Radio.
Riding Radio, I'll be listening.
All right, thanks, Dean. Have a great day. Peace. All righty, Naima. This is Books and Balls. That's another great program, too. I need you to talk about what's really going on in the world because, and why it's important that we do that while I go get me some tea.
Well, we've had the vice president come here to Chicago within a few weeks. The first event a few weeks ago, she came to the Rainbow Push annual convention, and this was significant because Reverend Jesse Jackson, the founder, was officially presenting a new person as the president that's going to more or less be the voice of the organization. And you can't forget his name, Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Ames. Now, anybody who named their child Frederick Douglass, you know, they got some visions for that child. And he didn't disappoint when it comes to great oratorical skills, just like the great Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist who just defied all of the stereotypes about black people being ignorant. He was such a prolific speaker. People say, ain't no way you used to be a slave, you talking like that. Because he was just a magnificent orator. So now, Reverend Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes is the new president of the Rainbow Push Coalition, and in the process of naming this new president, people were clearly giving accolades to Reverend Jesse Jackson for his decades-long career, 60 years of activism that has changed the world, and Vice President Kamala Harris came to make a presentation and lauding him for his work and inspiring, of course, our generation, which came thereafter the Civil Rights Generation. And if you look at what happened, that generation that sparked the protest and secured voting rights, they paved the way for us today. How many of us are mayors of cities or even governors, and as Vice President Kamala Harris was Attorney General in the state of New York, state of California. How many of us are running cities now? And so that generation was very powerful in opening the door. And now that we have attained these positions in government leadership, major positions in business, and so much of that was credited to Reverend Jesse Jackson, his organization, and those of that generation that really faced the difficulty and opened the door. So now that we have been able to establish successful businesses and make strides in industry and remove barriers in education, our children are now taking it to that next level. They have the technology in hand. And then one thing that we recognize is that all the things that we did without the technology, just imagine what they can do with all the tools that they have. So we are seeing a generation that is global in their thinking and their actions. They not only travel abroad, they prepare themselves by becoming multilingual, they prepare themselves with skills so that they can reach out and have an impact on government here and abroad. Their vision is so far beyond because they've grown up in the era where they now have at their fingertips the ability to affect the world. So we've had an opportunity to reach out to young people and inspire them with daily radio, TV shows, and our
magazine, on air magazine, which we featured lookalikes, the mayor, not just the past mayor, we have an upcoming edition with the new mayor. And his work and his first 100 days in office and all of the lives that he's touched and his style. So we'll be coming out with our next edition of the magazine. We've got media affiliates, you know, those that we are all on the same page in terms of making sure that we expose the positive stories of triumph, whether it be in politics or sports. You know, one of our affiliates, The Big, they have opened doors in getting interviews with sports figures and covering some of the sports. And we've covered some sports that a lot of us didn't even know existed, stuff like polo and, you know, all kinds of sports. We've covered major league, minor league, basketball, baseball, and we've also, you know, covered some of our colleges and up-and-coming stars. So we've had a chance to get to know people that are doing things.
Oh, wow.
Of course, we've got our wonderful Higher Learning Network TV show that is introducing us to so many movers and shakers around the world.
This lady here, I'm glad you said that, Naima. Excuse me for interrupting you. This lady here on the left, I can't even remember her name. Forgive me. But she was the young woman who used to play. I knew her all these years and didn't know who she was until I had her on the show. I'm upset to say that. She played a comedy figure on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. What was that girl's name?
Oh, yes. I forgot the two, but I remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a chance to even go abroad with our magazine, go to South Korea, and meet Chairman Manny Lee, who just developed a whole global network of peace activists. And we had a chance to honor many of those in Chicago, such as the judge who is very much active in helping young people learn the skills of public speaking. He's taught them, he's worked with the Rainbow Push competition for oratory and taught young people some of the most famous speeches in the world that they recite from memory. And we're grateful for him lending his skills. And we honored him, Dr. Willie Wilson, and so many in that edition that through their work, they are making a difference and setting an example of how you use your skills. And of course, our dear sister, Wanda Carter, who publishes the Chicago Communicator and produces the Omnibus Roundtable, as well as Woman to Woman TV show, and always giving us insight on people who are overcoming struggles and becoming triumphant. We had a wonderful chance to have Judge Joe Brown on our radio TV show and feature him in the magazine. And he explained how he used his position as a judge to affect a lot of young people. Our affiliate in Detroit, publisher of The Shot News, Gary, who's also been on our show and has been a White House correspondent. And then, of course, our show with my sisters, Three Black Moms. We share our wisdom on parenting and give our viewers a chance to consider different styles of raising children. We really have a responsibility to raise a different kind of child. So we look at our successes and our mistakes and even our experiences with our own parents and understanding that the world is changing, so we must transform the next generation. Our dear brother, Wallace Bradley, who does United in Peace and has used his connections with the streets to help transform lives. Our brother, Lloyd DeJeanette, who does a wonderful show with tribute artists, paying tribute to artists like Chaka Khan and
and also Luther Vandross, and others, some who have transitioned, some who are still here, but their music has really shaped our culture, and so artists pay tribute to them by performing their greatest hits, and he put together a wonderful show and helping us appreciate our culture. So we have a chance to highlight many of our communicators, our journalists, our producers in radio and TV, and promote the work that they do, and be on site at events such as the Chicago Auto Show and other places where people are able to see their lives improve and get better. So On Air is a daily news site that introduces you to what's happening as it's happening, and also people who are making it happen. So we're excited about that because our daily show, The Female Solution, of course, is archived there daily. You can hear it as well as on Blog Talk. And we also get a chance to share the words of people such as the president, vice president, first lady, and other dignitaries coming from overseas on the daily news show, On Air Daily News. So we're excited to have at our fingertips the ability to reach the world. And that's why we're so looking forward to sharing that with young people. As Airman said, you know, this you can do, now you can reach the world from your home. So our thrust with this upcoming podcasting class is to help young people use the power that they have responsibly. When you have the power to shape thought and culture, with that comes a responsibility. And not just, you know, get views and get popular, but to have a vision of what you're putting out there in the airways, in the minds of people. And based on what you put out, we're going to see what comes back. We know that those who are feeding the negative energy, they're adding to the negative behavior. So we're giving young people an opportunity to see how powerful they are in changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be and the way it can be, with a place of peace and tranquility and joy and love. We can create that. We have the tools now. So what we put out and what information young people are putting out to their peers is going to determine what kind of future we create. And that's why this program is so critical, because we have such power in their hands. And we know some people have been using it to go live on Facebook with the latest fight and talk about how people are snatching off each other's knees and all of that insanity. But with that same power, we can show a young, brilliant mind who's maybe come up with a new invention or a new product or a new discovery. We can show a brilliant mind of somebody who has taken the creative skill of say, cutting hair and showing how to do hair designs and art, make our heads look so artistic and geometrical.
I know.
The brilliance of that, the artistic creativity of that. And there's so many people who have creative skills, like we just saw with the Global Teen Talent Contest. So they'll have a chance of projecting those kinds of stories, the positive affirmations. They have the opportunity to create plays and create stories and present things, present videos and music videos and entertainment that is uplifting and inspiring. The same tool that's been used to create a degenerate thought can be one that creates a higher consciousness. So that's why the Higher Learning Network is giving young people a chance to express their higher consciousness. And speak to the world through podcasting. And also a video component that we use every day on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. They will learn the skills of that and learn how to master the skills of communicating a thought and influencing other thoughts, because there are no greater influencers than one's own peers. So when they project the intelligence that they are and that they have and that they came here to this planet to share, they'll inspire their peers and they'll motivate their peers to choose to have a more responsible impact. We've seen a couple of times when young people decide to get together and gather themselves in a place and go and tear up stuff and terrorize people, that same skill, that same internet, that same social media has the power to gather them together, to organize, to clean up a neighborhood, to organize, to bring food to the homeless, to organize, to raise money, to buy a building. That same internet has the power to organize them, gather them together for collective action. So we're teaching them how to use the skills and the talents and the tools that they already have for powerful change,
how to master what they know, because they know things we don't. I mean,
absolutely.
I was like, some of the things that come out of our children's mouth, I was like, where did you get that from? I didn't know that until I was 50.
They grew up with access to information in ways that we didn't have, because television was just really getting to be part of the regular culture, and we were growing up, what did we listen to? I mean, it shaped our days, our weeks. We had the after-school program we watched after school. Then we had the cartoons on Saturday morning. So we were the generation that built our lives around TV.
Mm.
Well, now, television is not something you carry around in your hand.
Oh, wow.
So just think how powerful that is when you have a constant stream of communication coming into your brain by whoever decides to put out a message.
And you are constantly being programmed when you need to be the person who's doing the programming. Being programmed to see, to heal, to hear, to feel. And you wonder why sometimes you just feel off-center. It's because of the program that you're listening to, the videos and the TV that you're watching. You know, you read text all day long, and you digest that. A good example, Naima, you know that we have people in our lives that from time to time, they go through things as we always do, and sometimes they need an ear to listen. Well, if you are not feeling your optimum best and you can't give them the ear that they need, it's best that you not even speak to them until another time, because the energy of their frustration is being dumped on you. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, it's just an is thing, because if you are not prepared mentally, emotionally, physically, it will dampen your spirit, and then you'll wonder why you're walking around feeling crazy or depressed or anxious all day. So you have to be very careful, very mindful of what you allow in here and what you allow in here. You just can't do everything everybody else. That's why I said this broadcast is not for everyone, because everyone is not on the same vibration, the same level of frequency. And that is something that I would like you to explain to our listeners, is about the vibrations and frequency after we come back from our last break. How about that? Alrighty, so I am going to take this down, and I've got to play for those who are listening and watching. Please subscribe to our new Instagram channel on Instagram.com Teen Talent Contest, which is sponsored by StreamYard. Thank you, StreamYard. We appreciate you.
Attention, all talented teen operators. This is my original song, but I'm ready to show the world what's up. We're excited to announce the latest global virtual teen talent contest, where you win cash prizes and scholarships by performing your unique talent. Here's how to participate.
And good luck. Get them in right now and subscribe while you're there.
The Female Solution, a global radio TV show, invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Beats. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com, and click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words, we'll create a 30-second radio ad, and watch your business increase worldwide.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Monday morning mindfulness from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we will be announcing the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So be sure and join in. You can join in on our switchboard at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, as well as our YouTube and Facebook channels, Higher Learning TV Show. And last but not least, I forgot to mention the HLN, the Higher Learning Network Homeless Project. And if you go to our page, please like and subscribe it there and share it, because this is our community service. This is what we do. For those who don't know, in 2017, my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered in Tin City by another homeless man, and all of the people showed up at his funeral, and I was just simply overwhelmed, and I just made a commitment to them that I would always look out for them in any way that I can. I've been a volunteer at EAAChicago.org. It is a food pantry. It is a nonprofit organization that helps seniors and the homeless and anybody in the community who needs help, whether it's food or services. They need homemakers. They need construction. Their porch or roof is falling apart. These are the kinds of things that they do. And one of the things that they do is the food pantry every Thursday from 2 until 4 p.m., and it's at Division and Mozart, 2827 West Division, one block west of California. And they supply me with the food, the free food that I have to pack myself. That's why I'm exhausted when I leave there, because I not only pack their food, but I pack food for other seniors. And then I do intake. So I have all these hundreds of people coming. I've got to put their information in the computer before they can get their food. So it's like at the end of the day, I'm just exhausted. I have nothing to give anybody because of the mindset that there is not enough. People show up and don't need food. It just amazes me. People pull up in Lexus and Mercedes-Benz and just everything. It's like, yeah, but they got to eat too. You know, that car note, I'm sure, is tremendous. So, you know, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to help. So this is why I do what I do. And I want to show you, the last donation that we received. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Queen Mother. Queen Mother Sasha Dawson, who has been who has been a guest on the show, Queen Mother.
Love Sasha, yeah.
Sasha is the original founder of the Chicago Gospel Fest.
And
she sends a donation regularly. So there are people working behind the scenes that you don't even have a clue about. So I just want to share with you what we were able to do this weekend with Sasha's donation. This is at Tent City on Roosevelt Road on Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt and Canal.
We're making a delivery today, and Tony is getting the hamburgers out. Hamburgers and french fries. Thank you so much. Cheeseburgers and french fries, and then there's some water in the back there. So I'm going to go down here and let the other people know. Let them know that we got water, too. Okay, so kind of hot, so people are not out and about. Hey, y'all. Ooh, it's hot out here. We got water. We got McDonald's. Please come out and get something to eat.
Nobody wanted to come out. It was hot. See, you can't blame them. And Tony's calling me back with the camera. Come back, because they're here getting food. See, there's two different entrances. There's one on the south end, and then there's one on the north end.
They need that food, and they need that water.
So hot.
Hey, y'all, be sure to get some water from back here, too. Get a couple. Okay. God bless you, too. Hey, how you doing? God bless you. Y'all go tell the other two. We got hamburgers and fries.
Excuse me.
Cheeseburgers. I'm sorry, cheeseburgers.
You kept telling me cheeseburgers.
And there's some water back here, too, babe.
Because of Queen Mother, we got cheeseburgers and fries from McDonald's, and we got water. Thank you, Queen Mother, Sasha Dawson.
Make sure and tell all the others, too. Hey, want something to eat?
Courtesy of Queen Mother, Sasha Dawson.
Okay, you can see we're right here at Kennedy, by the Kennedy Expressway.
family displays and Roosevelt Road there. And displays to my right.
Okay, so we gotta go over here and find some more folks. We got a lot of folks. I got a bullhorn. Right on. Oh, right on.
Okay, so there's plenty more. There's just one of them, but I just had to share that Queen Mother.
Well, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yes.
You just never know. You can change a person's mind about going to do something illegal because they're not so desperate. You know, when you're hungry, you can't think.
You sure can't think. You sure can't think. Because you haven't mastered the energy that is within you. Brother taught us that. Who's the brother name that Beata introduced us to who drinks no food and no water?
Oh, yeah, the breatharian.
The breatharian, yes, breatharian. I can't remember his name. But, you know, when you're in a dire situation, your mind is not focused on a higher level of consciousness.
It's on the desperation of survival. So if we can reduce people's feelings of desperation, we can help them make better decisions and to be able to think and be inspired on ways that they can attract what they need without doing something that hurts someone else.
Right.
But, you know, you never know how you're inspiring someone by watching what you do. Now, when my daughter was like 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
and me and an associate, we would go around and bring sandwiches to the homeless. You know, and I had her with me, you know, cause so she was watching us feed the homeless. But then later in life, she ended up getting hired to run the food pantry in Bridgeport. And
get out of here!
Yeah, she ran the food pantry there for several years. And I came there to volunteer for a few times. And it was really fascinating because she had organized it, you know, and just really put thought into making sure there were balanced meals in the bags, and she got to know the families. A lot of them were from Chinatown, a lot of the families that were coming there for food. And, you know, she got to know the families. She made sure they had a balance of food and grains and, you know, meat and things like that, make sure the families were well fed. She had organized way for them to come and pick it up so it wasn't all chaotic. I mean, she had really, you know, organized.
Because this worked.
And she really enjoyed it, too. And I think part of it was being sensitized when she was younger that there are people who are hungry.
Mm.
And you don't judge them. You don't think, like, I can't even get a job. You just feed them. You just give them what they need. Mm. And they might be going through a rough patch right now, but just give. Don't
right.
judge.
Right. And that's the hardest thing to do for us is not to judge.
Not to judge. And treat people with dignity. And
thank
respect.
You.
Don't be like, hey, you just a cold, pitiful thing. You always treat them with kindness, respect, friendliness, and it makes all the difference in the world. Because, you know, you can easily feel like you're losing your dignity when you have to be sleeping outside on concrete.
Right.
And you have a place to go to the bathroom. I mean, those things that really make you feel like you've lost your humanity. So if somebody can treat you well and make you feel honored and appreciated and cared for, that just makes all the difference in the world. So, I mean, what you're doing is phenomenal, and I'm sure people's lives are really being affected by just having someone care enough to treat them kindly as they give to them.
And some people are just so appreciative, and that just brings me joy. Because sometimes, like when it was hot yesterday, Thursday, I couldn't go. I just had no energy. Because if you notice on my post, I always say Thankful Thursday. Well, Thursday, I had no energy, and I didn't want to go out there and give them food and water, and somebody say something to me, and my temper's already short because I'm exhausted, I'm hot, and I'm tired. So I was like, I forgive myself, so I made it into Forgiveness Friday. I forgive myself for not showing up on Thursday because I had to take care of me first. I can't take care of me. I can't take care of you if I can't take care of me.
No. There's a reason why they say with the pressure drops in the airplane cabin, put your own mask on first. Because you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
There's a reason. There's a reason for that.
Reason for that, yes.
And
but you were mentioning about energy and how you attract things to you. And when you give joy, then things come back to you. That's what, if people understood that principle of abundance, then rather than them thinking, oh, there's not enough, or I can't share, I can't give, I can't, yeah, you got me for the money, all I got is $5.
Right.
Yeah, but you gave, it would come back. And there's a principle to that, that it's a metaphysical principle. If people understood that, they wouldn't be living in a state of lack or
right.
belief that there's not enough, or I got to take from you because I can't get it from myself. But yes, you can. But the more you share, the more that comes back to you. It happens. That's the universe. But you have to do it with the right heart. Because if you do it with a heart of resentment, like, I don't want to give to you, well, that's the energy you put out. And all of us, we're just energy in motion. That's all we are. And so we're always attracting to us the energy that we are. We're always attracted to the energy that we are. That's why when your mind is ready, you will discover the knowledge that you need for what you desire to do. That's what's so fascinating about the internet. There's so much knowledge right there. And it was always there, but you don't even discover it until you're on that level of vibration where it is. So you might be trying to figure out, well, how can I say your website on, you know, the diabetic donut, how to get rid of diabetes. Somebody might be really struggling with diabetes, but they're stuck on the conventional way, and then something says, well, there has to be a healthier way for me to heal my body. And then they will find the information that you have right there. It's
mm-hmm.
been there.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't ready for it until they were ready to think on that level of, there has to be a holistic way to heal my body and not keep doing the same things that are not really helping my situation. And then it'll come to them. So we attract to us the energy that we are. And if you want to attract joyful experiences, be a person who shares joy. You can be in the same city, living on the same lot, and have two different experiences than your next door neighbor just because of what you put forth. If you're kind and friendly to the neighborhood children, and you know, maybe not that treat them to some ice cream or something, and they love you and are, you know, willingly helping you with your yard work, and then maybe the next door neighbor who is mean and I can't stand these blacks, you know, and hollering at them all the time. Well, then maybe they you know, throw trash on her trash. I don't care about it. Yeah, I mean, my ice cream, I throw the paper on her. Well, I don't like her either. Same situation, but it's what you're attracting to you by what you're putting out. And it's a scientific reality. It's a spiritual reality. So we always attract to us what we are. So if you want better experiences in life, give more love. And more love will come back to you. That's how it works.
And you are right on target, and thank you for bringing that up, because many of our listeners and viewers who are watching, you could very well be diabetic and not know it. I learned the hard way when, as I was going into surgery, that I was diabetic. So just want to share this with you, and you share it with somebody else too. And I'm sure it's going to come up here at some point. There you go. Are you overweight? Tired all the time? Too much belly fat? You could be diabetic. Well, this is where I met Jody Susan at the Health and Wellness Expo, at the Diabetes Expo. And Jody is our Tuesday morning host on self-care. So I wrote an e-book, and you can get that e-book. It's a free download. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org and type in your information, and I will send it to you. It's absolutely free of charge. Don't have to pay a dime for it. Somebody gave it to me free, so I'm giving it to you free. Yeah, I could have charged for it. I could. But once you attain a certain level of consciousness, you know, you don't have to put a price on everything.
Yeah.
That's not necessary. So I am grateful that someone shared it with me, so I had to share it with someone else. So, but I do want to share with you this last blog. Is that a blog? No, that's our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, where you can go to get all of the information that you need, because we got a ton of it, I promise you. And we're always updating it giving you new information, and I can't see home. Why am I having a problem here? Is that the outreach?
You know what's interesting about physical illness? It's hard for people to realize that they attracted illness to them. Even an accident actually attracts that to you. But the energetic illness is present before it manifests into the physical reality.
Issues in your tissues.
In your tissues. If you are holding anger for a long period of time, eventually something's eating you up, well, eventually your cells will start to eat you up. That's what cancer is.
Ooh, say that again.
Okay, what's eating you? If you're still angry at this person because they said this thing to you or they did this thing to you, and it's eating you, eventually it will physically be eating you, and your cells start to malform into cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's literally eating itself alive.
Mm-hmm.
The physical manifestation of your emotions. So forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for yourself. It's to let go of anger towards someone, realizing that whatever they did, they didn't know any better. They really didn't know any better, because
right.
if they knew better, they would do better.
Chances are they may have done better.
So true. So true.
Yeah. There's a little picture of, that's my family at the funeral where all the homeless people showed up.
Yeah.
These are homeless
they
people.
Honor your
brother.
Yeah.
You see where it says Doug was loved by many. I mean, there he is. That's my little brother. He's still watching over me now. Yep. He passed in 2019. Yeah. But I am honored to have had that experience because it made me see homeless people in a different way. Because I was one of those people that's like, why don't you get off your lazy butt and go get a job? If I can get a job and I'm so-and-so age, you can go get one too. No, it's situations and circumstances and a mindset will put you in a place that you don't want to be and keep you there longer than you don't want to be there. So this was a very, this is why I do what I do. Because I learn so much from homeless people. I just do.
Yeah.
Is this a little promo here? Yeah, that's a little bit too long. That's the memorial, but you can go back and see it. This, I just showed this right quick. Okay, well, you can go and see that on your own, but I just wanted to share that with you. It is the 158, 159, special thanks to Queen Mother, Sasha Dalton. Once again, I had it pulled up here. I want you to go and get a copy of her book. And I do believe, Naima, she has a new show on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know the name of it. I will find out from her.
Yeah,
but
this is
a copy of her book. It's called Unplugged, The Untold Story of Chicago's Gospel Music Fest with Sasha Dalton. And she's on The Female Solution, so you can go back and see that show anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to put the link in there so you can see it and you can share that and watch it anytime that you get ready. So let's give us a closing thought, Naima.
Every moment of every day, you are changing the world by your thoughts, words, and actions. So consciously create a loving environment by all you think, say, and do. Because you do matter. You are a cell in the body of God.
Amen. Ooh, wow. That's power. You mean I got that much power in the party of God? Ooh, Lord have mercy. Let me get busy and work a child. And thank you for working it. And thank you for hanging in there with us. We appreciate you. There's the log, blog. There is the link to Sasha's interview on Female Solution. So be sure and check it out. And be sure and subscribe to our new channels on Instagram, the Homeless Project, HLN Homeless Project, as well as the 10 Talent Contest as I play a closing. Thank you so much for watching.
to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive.
872-731, you're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook.
731, go ahead, please.
Yeah, mute yourself real quick.
Unmute yourself so you can speak so we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. We hear you.
Oh, okay. This is Rashida again.
Hi, Rashida.
Hi, I'm interested in teaming up with some people, especially females that, you know, patronize with Female Solution for a homeless project that we're doing for the children. I have been given 10 acres of land from the Chicago Park District to do it for the summer. So what I'm planning and need help with is a fund set for the children, especially the homeless children, you know, children of the homeless, because homelessness, when it comes to children, is considered a developmental disability. And they need social like other people. You know, so what I'm trying to do is team up with those who are planning or are doing something other than feeding the homeless. Well, if they want to feed the homeless, they can feed them at the fair. So my number is available for those who are interested. I do have a 501c3 tax exempt organization that has been established since 1981. And it was for a youth program. It is for a youth program, housing, education, economic development.
Wonderful. Can you give us that information? Can you give me that information and I'll post it on my blog because the show is over. And I got to go because
I'm so busy doing 100 things. Now, what is the number? I mean, what you want me to write down?
Just give me your the information where people can contact you.
I have her number now.
You can contact me at this number or...
Okay, we have the Russian.
Yeah, the 872
number,
that's the number.
Or you can contact me at my email.
Okay, we have it. We got it. We got it. We'll contact you.
Okay,
thank you.
Russian's organization at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you, baby. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much
you
for calling.
Too.
I enjoy for watching.
Thank
enjoy
you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Invite you to an invigorating conversation.